This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Yes, Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice, out here, back in New York in the studio. I'm doing my dance. Watch my feet now. Watch my feet. Don't look too close, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my dance, and if it get too close, I'ma dive and Superman on.
For the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. It is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon, and as always, on my right hand side, I got
a big salute to El Capitan Vladimir Cavaño.
All right. Okay. Shit. A salute to yourself. I can dig it. Shout out to the Capitan. On my left hand side, I got.
Oh, man. You got the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad, back in the studio.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Sound good. Feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's happening, Deke?
Got that good fidelity. Vlad, on the other hand, is in Broom Closet Studios on the West Coast. How you sound,
Vlad? Goddamn right.
It sound good, though. Don't sound too bad.
Yeah, 3 hours behind, too.
3 hours behind. We're in the future, man. We're going to let you know what it looks like.
No doubt.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, man.
It's hot as fish grease, I'll tell you that.
It's fucking oppressive out here, B. I haven't gone outside when I didn't have to.
I thought it was hot in the South.
Nah, it's
I
real.
I just got back today, and it's like melt weather.
It's like slave heat. This is real, yeah. This is a terrible moment.
My goodness.
In history.
My mother called me and said it was like 110 degrees.
It felt like it. They say it felt like it. It was probably in the 90s, but I saw it. They said, yo, listen, it's going to feel like a buck 10. So just know that. Yeah, it's
polar air conditions on tilt.
Yeah, air conditions. I mean, it's a tough one. Jumping on that train car with no AC.
Ooh, you did that?
Ooh, not this time. I've done it, though.
That's instant death.
That's the worst. You got to.
That's a situation where you got to make a call between a seat or
pack
AC
car. Nah, summertime.
You gotta go to another car.
What if it's heat and a homeless person?
Oh, that's the worst. That's the tear gas.
The empty car.
That's the tear gas. Yeah, man.
This series has been entitled Hood Dilemmas.
You had to just take your whole soul and just transform.
Yeah.
Your body is done.
That's crazy. Yeah, because it's baked in now.
There was a video today of a dude touching himself on the train on the subway system.
I didn't click on it yet, but I saw that on World Star.
With the lady?
Yeah, I didn't see
the lady. She bogarted him. She straight bullied him.
So what happened? Tell me the story. What happened?
This dude was touching himself, and this straight up
clearly
coward woman.
Well, he had clearly, a bag over
nah,
it.
You know what?
He had a bag covering it.
Okay.
You got a bag covering it.
Okay.
I can't say clearly.
A big ass bag too, like a big ass duffel.
Okay.
Why you got that shit on your lap?
Okay. Hilarious. And he was just stroking.
Well, when she come in the video, she was already cussing at him. So uh-huh. He, you know what I'm saying, uh-huh. Froze.
Yeah.
Froze with the bag on his lap. Go ahead, Black.
No, to Ali's point, it was a hard, cold open. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And basically, dude, this woman was so empowered, she straight up in a military fashion, gave him specific instructions on what he needed to do.
What's she saying? What's she saying to him?
She said, at the next stop, I need you to get your ass off the train.
Really? Nah, she gave him a whole list of orders before that. She was like, you know what I'm saying?
And then after every order, she said, tell me you understand what I just said.
Really?
Like, you was playing with yourself, right? Tell me you was playing. Yeah. And then next stop, you're going to get your ass off this motherfucking train.
Wow. Was she big?
We couldn't see her. We could just hear her. She sounded big.
It sounded like a little Chuck D.
You know, like, nah, she sounded like Big Bertha.
Oh, really? Oh,
like,
man.
She a fucking, like, what's the old girl named Harlem Nights?
Oh, Delarice.
Delarice. Like, she fucking dig her up.
Mm.
But, you know what I'm saying? She was more empowered by his weakness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know how like, when somebody kind of off a little bit, then you ride on them and
right.
they kind of just go back to their little shell.
Right.
So she was empowered by his weakness.
So you think she went too far? She took advantage of him.
No, she didn't go too far, but you know how it is in a physical confrontation when the wrong party backs down, then the other party just gets stronger and stronger.
No, what I'm saying is, so he was weak because he was exposed and caught out there. It wasn't that he was like...
And he might have been a weak motherfucker anyway, but...
No, I mean, but like, he's not weak-minded. He's like mentally ill.
Could have
no
been.
Shit.
We don't know. We don't know.
So what are y'all seeing in the video?
See him looking fucking shook.
I gotta see
this
shit.
He got the shit pointed straight at his face. He's like, shit. And then you know, you got the whole train looking at him.
Yeah.
And she just riding for the rights.
Forget that. I feel like other perverts are looking at him in shame.
Yeah,
because she would say to him, "Tell me you understand me," and he would go, "I understand," like that.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things where a lot of times that happens and nothing happens. You know what I'm saying? People look and shy away. She kind of took it in her own hands, and you know you can see all the women looking like, "I'm not gonna get in this," but shit.
Let her leave.
Let her leave.
Well, hold on, because Chris has been caught masturbating on the train. Chris, what do you have to say?
In my experience, no, that is the right thing to do. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a woman on a train, specifically, is to shame the person doing it because they're getting the thrill of like getting away with something. But when you call them out on it, then it's like, oh, forget it. Ruins the whole thing for them.
Interesting. Where'd you read that at?
It ruins the whole thing.
Where'd you get this information from?
At the meetings.
Oh, okay. Right. They told them. Yeah. Damn. Oh, shit. That's crazy, though.
So she took them all away and made them get off the train. So, you know.
What is it about the train that makes a motherfucker want to beat his dick?
I don't know, Chris.
What is it?
I mean, I've lost the will to do it, so, you know.
Well, because there's a lot. It happens. I've heard about this shit before. Like, it's crazy.
I don't know.
I mean, I hate to be, you know, I don't want to entertain this, but there's something about a rocking train that's been used for multiple
a lot of vibrations.
Situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of random women bodies around or something?
Yeah, you call a baby on a train, all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
All right.
I know I've caught some serious naps on the train. I know that much.
You caught what?
Some serious naps.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I thought you said some nuts.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Catch nuts, so don't do that. The train, let's be honest. Well, go ahead. What are you about to say?
Oh, I won't say nothing.
No, I said, you know, I've slept on the train a couple times. That's all.
Yeah, I can't really sleep that long. I could sleep a little fake sleep. Like, you know, close your eyes, know your stop is coming. But I'm never really all the way I've been caught slipping before, but nothing willful. Nothing willful. I'm a drunken sleeper.
I'm a pro train sleeper.
Oh, really?
Not a knocked out, but I know my stops.
Yeah, but is that really a sleep or is that a meditation?
It look like a sleep. It feel like a sleep.
But you know. But do you?
You know, you automatically wake up when it's your stop. Like, oh, shit, here we go. Oh,
man. Have you ever slept past your stop?
Once or twice in my 15 years. No, that's after some, you know what I'm saying, some real long hours,
right?
Some, you know what I'm saying, some wild shit. But most times it's a good, you know, okay, we're at 14th. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we at J Street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's one of the moments where you feel off point when you sleep past your stop. You're
you fucked up.
I'm fucking up. I'm not even in sync with the subway system. That's like when I try to swipe my Metro card. And I don't swipe, and I get the go-go.
Get jammed up.
Oh, I feel like an outsider. I feel like I ain't been there in long. Oh, it's terrible. I'll tell you this, though. The train is way better than the bus.
Oh, man.
Nobody fucking
with the bus.
When last time you was on the bus?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago? What was the situation?
I was taking my son to school. Because he lived in he went to a school that was maybe 7 minutes from the crib.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the car.
Right.
But if you ain't had a car, you know what I'm saying, it's fucking three train stops or two buses.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it's a real foul situation.
Yeah.
When you had to catch the bus. And it was winter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the bus drivers like to drag you.
Yeah.
Knowing they see you coming with your little sprint.
Yeah.
Ah, they got a bus.
Yep.
And they just...
And they'll pull off. Can we keep it funky?
Pull all the way off on you. Looking at you.
Bus drivers are some of the most foul motherfuckers.
They foul as fuck, man.
They are foul.
They the worst.
They up there. They way up there. And I'm not... like. And I don't endorse swinging on no bus drivers.
I see them getting
beat up. I remember the bus driver uppercut. I was definitely like, wow, that was a moment for internet history. But I don't really endorse beating up on a bus driver, but I understand how it happens.
Because
they are super foul. Man. Like you said, they'll see you
approach. They'll see you on the good foot.
That's why I
almost refuse to run for a bus because I think they get a joy.
Exactly. They get a joy.
Shed on you. Then there's no patience. Now this is the new thing. I haven't been on the bus in a minute. I was on there yesterday. I had to go across town. Now I didn't realize this. The new thing is that you gotta buy your ticket right before you get on the bus. You can't take your Metro card and put it in the thing no more.
What?
Nah.
So now they're adding another level.
It's a whole nother hurdle.
Oh hell no.
It's a whole nother hurdle now.
Hell no.
So I'm waiting on the bus now. I'm an unfamiliar bus.
Even
type
if you
of
got an unlimited.
Even if nah, it's limits to your unlimited.
Ah, that's
there's a limit. So this is what happens. What it is, it's just another hurdle. It's nothing like against what's going on. You can still have an unlimited, but what happens is at the bus, and I thought I saw something popping because I was like, oh, shit, let me just take the bus and go across town. This would be a little quicker. But again, I'm unfamiliar. I haven't been on the bus in a while, so I see people doing certain things, but I'm not really paying attention to it. And everybody's getting on the bus quick, so I'm jumping on the bus because everybody's in a hurry. Mm-hmm. With the bus, even though the bus don't move like anyone's in a hurry, everybody in that bitch is fucking impatient. So I get on the bus, I put my shit there. He was like, nah, we don't do that no more.
What?
You gotta go off, put your Metro card in the machine like you're buying a new Metro card.
For what?
And it gives you a ticket for you to show the guy.
Who got paid for this?
MTA got paid.
I'm not talking about who the fuck gets paid for the extra paper.
I don't
paper,
understand why you gotta do
the
that.
The extra machine.
I don't know. But well, I was the only one that didn't know. I was the only one that didn't know, and they sent me off. I thought he was going to pull off because I was taking a little too long. I know he was like, I know, put it in that one over there. In that one. And I'm fucking shuffling through this shit. Finally, I got my little ticket, and I got on the bus.
That's some bullshit.
But, yeah, man, the bus is on some bullshit. Vlad.
Even driving behind a motherfucking bus. Bus driver, like, they try to, you on a two-lane street. They take up both lanes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man.
I've seen a bus hit a car, too, and it wasn't no. I was on a bus that hit a car. We didn't feel ourselves hit the car. When we got off the bus, my man's front end was in half. It was like a triangle. Like, he destroyed this man's car. We didn't feel no parts of it. Damn. Ever since then, I don't fuck with them.
Man, they be wildin'.
Or excessive ride, too. Excessive ride is very wild on the road. Pay attention.
Exactly.
All them old people strapped in. Y'all got to take it easy, man. Y'all really go too fast to have all them old people strapped in on those vehicles, man. You should be dead ass wrong. Vlad, have you taken a bus in California? Because that shit seems
that's
oppressive.
Well, that's the worst.
First of all, the idea of a bus in California, you might as well. I mean, dude, the traffic alone in a regular vehicle is forever. So if you want a bus, I mean, you better bring a good book. And some food and water, because this is gonna take forever.
Yeah, have you been on one
in New York? Nah, not yet, bro.
Okay.
Not yet. Thank you. It's one of the things you write before you go to bed. You write down what you're grateful for.
Right.
And that's one of them.
You got your whip yet?
On a bus. Thank you, Jesus. No, I'm still
Uber.
I'm still
Uber everywhere.
Private driver. Yep.
Yeah, I could dig it. All right.
No doubt.
Talking their heads off.
What's up with you, man? What's going on?
Man, we are here. I did want to say this about the bus, man. On several late night occasions in New York, I have taken the bus, and I gotta say, man, there's something scenic about the late night city.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming, and there's no traffic.
Yeah.
In that scenario, dude, I don't mind the bus. I just hate the bus when there's traffic and there's too many stops.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're on a reflective note and it's you ain't got no place to be.
That's too reflective.
Yeah.
Like, damn, how the fuck I get in a situation where I got to be on this motherfucking bus at 1 o'clock in the goddamn morning?
The fuck? What happened?
Something is wrong with my life right now.
Why does motherfucker keep looking at me?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not swinging on this.
The best thing is,
then one of your people call you, and you're on the bus.
You can't have a conversation.
What's happening?
You on the bus? Where you at? What? Wait. It sounds like you on the bus.
Yeah,
bus?
Yeah, man.
I'm
having a reflective moment right now.
Ah, shit.
Wondering where I went wrong.
I thought you had a car. You on the bus? You can't take the train?
Man.
Wow, the bus, huh? Keeping it real.
Mm.
J. Cole.
The bus is great for a cell phone conversation.
Shit.
No.
Yes, it is. When it's not packed, dude, you just enjoy the conversation.
Oh, when it's not packed. Come on. I'm about to say, even when it's not packed, I don't like doing any type of cell phone conversation. Even in the Uber, I keep it low key. I don't know these people. I don't want to be talking about shit. I don't know this man.
I don't know these people.
Fuck that. Nah, I keep it. We got to talk with this. Nobody around.
Your bus phone conversation be like, yeah, you understand.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Shit. All kind of code. Lingo.
So you won't have a... You won't have a conversation in the Uber, like a cell phone conversation?
Not if I can avoid it. Yeah, I'll tell you to call me back. I'll text you. I say, hey, listen, man, look, I'll holler at you.
You got private shit to be talking about.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have a fucking conversation. Even if it ain't that private, I don't want to, I feel like you being judged.
Yeah, I had that man from that True TV show in my car last week.
Got me a bitching.
He was in that bitch crying about catching the bus.
This motherfucker
talking about he shit. Went to sleep and missed his stop.
Can you believe that shit?
Oh, sorry, Nick.
I seen a nigga take a couple extra waters, put them in his book bag. That nigga living bad.
Gave me 3 stars and shit.
Fuck him. Because that's what they do, though. The drivers tell you who else they drive. And if they're an asshole or not.
We carry is hilarious.
You say what?
The level of paranoia that we carry is hilarious.
It's just like a book bag in itself. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
It is,
the
man.
The paranoia bag.
Take that shit off. Leave it at the door. Oh man.
I love having a conversation with Uber. I feel like I'm getting work done.
Well it is. Oh you do? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
What you be talking about with your private driver?
Well basically what I try to do is because I'm in Los Angeles, so I'm taking Ubers a lot.
Yeah.
So I will literally dedicate certain trips to certain phone calls. Like I'll call my mom, I'll be like, all right, I'm taking Uber from here to here. I'm like, that's mom call.
Right.
I'm going from here to here. I'm going to call my manager. Going from here to here. I'm going to call whatever to set up an appointment. I won't do medical appointments with it. That I won't do in the car.
You draw the line there.
I got this rash.
You talk to your lady.
Is it herpes? Wait, hold up. You saying it's herpes?
So you talk.
When?
You'll talk to a woman on the phone in the back of the Uber, talk that shit?
Talk.
Hey, good. As Callum would call it, that cloth talk.
You talking about that?
Nah, man, stop asking questions, man. Answer the question.
I'll do pillow text. I won't pillow talk in the car though.
Now, okay. Outside of Uber,
yeah.
Growing up,
right?
Would you talk that talk around your family or your boy?
Hell no. And everybody know when you're doing it because this is what happens. Everybody you try to sneak off and get yourself a little nook somewhere where you could get your talk together, and your tone gets real, real. Tender and quiet. Yo, you'd be like,
hey, yo,
someone, listen. And then what would happen, especially in college, cats would catch you. They'd be like, oh, wait, this nigga over here pooking.
Yeah, they used to call it phone boning.
Phone boning.
Over there, phone boning.
They used to call it pooking or care bearing. This nigga over here, care bearing.
Yeah. Interesting thing, like at my grandma's house, there was a lot of people over there. So it's probably maybe... On a weekend when we were there, it's probably like 13 people in the house, right?
Right, wow.
And I had an uncle. Uh-huh. My uncle was like 5 years older.
Uh-huh.
Man, he could have a full-on phone bone max session with any girl in the middle of all of these people.
Right.
Certain people do it. Middle of the living room. Yeah, so when we get mad, I'm going to play this song right here. And everybody just watching him do it.
Cause that's who he is.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
I had to go sneak to the back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Back then, wasn't no cell phones. You know, somebody always picking up the line.
Right.
Hello, who on the phone?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of your good line.
Man, my stepfather used to call. I mean, not call, but jump on the line. Be like, you got 2 more minutes. And then hang up. I'm like, ah, damn. I didn't kill whatever type of momentum you did, man. It was terrible.
Like, you on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit always get weird.
That is funny, though. That's funny. But back in the day, though, go ahead. What are you about to say, Vlad? Could you do that?
Well, I had an older brother, you know, and...
I bet your brother could do it. He'd be out there.
You still got an older brother.
His brother be out there dancing and doing the cha-cha.
Well, that's what I'm, you know, my brother's what I call a, the guy's a Don Juan, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And we used to share a room growing up, so on multiple occasions, you know, I'd be around him and he'd be on the phone, you know, laying it down on a lady, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he would embrace it, man. I'll be giggling in the corner, and he's like, he'd be looking at me and be like, yo, take some notes.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw that video you posted of your brother doing the little dance. And I figured it out, man. He like Puffy.
What is it?
He don't be doing a whole lot of moves himself. Like, he be doing a lot of spinning, you know what I'm saying? He do a lot of top moves with his arms and spinning the girl around and dragging her back and forth. I thought you had to do a lot of
footwork
and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of swinging your hips and shit. He don't be doing all that shit. He be taking
it. Don't let him hear that. How dare you?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
How dare you, Ali?
Frankie
Tate. I was like, shit, man. I'm inspired, man.
Challenge.
I could get in there.
Challenge.
If you want, it's on the house, brother.
He said a challenge.
I didn't challenge him. I'm just saying.
He said not a class.
I'm just saying that it. The moment, the dance itself wasn't as extensive as I thought it was.
Are you trying to say it was regular?
No, it was smooth. Okay. It was smooth, but was when smooth. I watched the tactics,
it was a sleight of hand, sleight of foot.
Yeah, it's a sleight of foot.
Okay, you make you feel like you're moving. Yeah, a little faster. You know what I'm saying?
But see, I was breaking it down technically. I was really looking and studying because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get my summer of love together,
organized chaos.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You make them do a whole lot more than you really doing.
But you look like you're
hustling. Because, you know what I'm saying, you look good, your dance partner look good, and she doing a whole lot. It make you look like a player.
That's why it's good to wear some silk, because it moves
good. Yeah, the silk be blowing
silk,
in the wind.
Silk moves better than like a corduroy. Corduroy show how static you really are.
Like a good rayon.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Kane had a good rayon suit, boy. Shit. But go ahead. What are you about to say, Vlad?
No disrespect.
No. It's fine. My brother will be happy that you said that because that means that he created the proper illusion, which means he makes it look easy, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, he does. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to
say.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I will send you a clip of him doing some shine work. Shine work is when a salsa dancer does solo dance.
Oh, right? Okay. That might be
it's called shine work.
I'd never do
and that. My brother knows how to shine. He knows how to shine. Get your sunglasses ready, Ali.
Yeah. I would never be interested in nothing like that.
No one man solo.
Man. I'm only doing it for the pleasure of my dance partner. That's it.
Ali, Damien, I'm putting this out to you. I would love to shoot a video in the conversation video.
Yeah.
Of my brother teaching Ali how to dance.
How to shine on that.
I'm not going to shine.
I would welcome that.
No doubt.
Man, we'll see what happens. Salsa Olympics.
Salsa Olympics.
In fact, all three of us should do it. Damien included.
Yeah, shit. We'll see. I respect that,
Damien
man.
Damien included.
I respect that, man. But you know what? I also respect Wix.com. Now, listen, a great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you could do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. All right, so we back.
Speaking of the Olympics.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What y'all think of these Olympics going on?
Woo! I haven't really been watching.
You
know what the thing with the Olympics? Let me ask you a question. This is the thing about, I don't want to make it sound overall. I can just speak for myself. You guys let me know where you got with it. For these people to be the best athletes in the world, they don't get a lot of respect. I catch it when I catch it. You know what I mean? It's not a point.
It's playing globally all over the world.
Yeah, but I feel like it's being ignored globally as well.
Even some of the plight,
like Ryan Lochte got kidnapped and nobody really gave a fuck. There's been a few people that's been kidnapped like on the regular. And they just niggas get kidnapped and then they get brought back
put a stain on the games. Nobody talk about that.
Let LeBron get kidnapped for a quarter in Cleveland.
It's gonna be a problem.
It's gonna be a fucking issue. It's a concern. They don't give a fuck over. Like niggas is like, it'll be all right.
That's why LeBron ain't go.
Exactly. Like a lot of people didn't fuck with it. Melo better be cool. Hopefully he can come back. Yeah. But long story short, man, I saw
what I've seen.
I will say this though. These hard to cut you off.
But you did.
Hey,
hold on. Let me finish my thought, and then we gonna throw it to you. Let me just finish my thought real quick, and I'm gonna get right. You gonna get it. Everybody get to talk about this shit. I'll say, since a lot of black women. Or a lot of black people, but a lot of black women getting it in. The gymnastics team, they've been killing shit. Simone, Gabby Douglas. What's Simone's last name? Biles?
Simone Biles. Biles, yeah. Another Simone. Simone something else. That swim.
That swim. Yep. Set an Olympic record. You know shattered then the stereotypes.
The girl who won the shot put.
I didn't know about her, but shout out to her.
It's a black girl that won the shot put, and that's the first time an American woman won the shot put. I think American, period.
Okay.
Won the shot put. And gold medal.
And then, you know, Phelps is killing shit. Ledecky.
Boat.
Oh, you saying. But he rocking with Jamaica, though, right?
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just
I didn't know.
I'm
is he killing shit?
Yeah, he killing shit.
See, I missed like, it. I ain't seen it. I missed that day.
You ain't see the memes?
No.
Look at this running past motherfucker smiling.
I figured that could have been from another Olympics.
I caught that. Just by chance. Because the Olympics have been running in the background.
Like, where do you even find out? Because I guess it's like, I don't have a TV guy. Where do you find out what events are up? Like, we got to go online to find out?
If you Google any of the athletes, it'll show you all their games and shit. Or any other sports, it'll tell you the schedule.
Have you been doing that? Or you just been turning on and whatever's
I haven't
there?
Been watching shit.
Okay.
I've been on vacation.
Okay.
Chilling.
Okay.
But at a certain point, the Olympics were playing in the background, and right. I caught two very important moments in Olympic history.
Wow.
And one was that Usain Bolt race.
They just showed a picture of Usain. The shit is unfair. That motherfucker looking back at the photographer. He ain't even looking at the people behind. He's not concerned. He's looking at the photographer.
And they
like,
running
oh,
hard
shit.
As shit.
They
running their whole.
And he look like he is coasting.
They running their whole spirit out. He just floating through that bitch. And he came from behind.
But go ahead. What are you saying? We're gonna get
so I caught that race. Uh-huh. Usain running that. What's that? What was that? The 100? And then I caught the 400 women's.
Right.
Where they, you know, the American, the girl Felix, she was, you know, the favorite to win the gold. She had been killing shit throughout all the whole shit.
Right.
And the girl from the Bahamas came out. Uh-huh. And was leading the race. She was at a world record pace, actually.
Really?
And then Felix, she was coming back on her. Mm-hmm. She's tracking her down, humping her down. They get to the finish line. She had done passed her.
Felix
with the American. Uh-huh. Passed her. Uh-huh. The girl from the Bahamas, she had ran out of steam. She just dove in that bitch.
Like on some home plate
on some home plate.
Wow.
Ride receiver diving into the end zone type shit.
Can you do that shit?
Yes. The rule is, it's the first torso to pass the line.
However.
However you get there.
Has this been the first person to die? Because I saw this shit.
I doubt it.
Because
it's not an illegal move.
Vlad, mm-hmm. What you think?
Man, listen, man. I thought. First of all, I'm a huge fan of Felix. Felix was the one that took second.
Yep.
I was disappointed, man. I was disappointed because it looked to me like she fell.
Okay.
And it got, you know, I don't know. I just felt like, you know, I mean, I'm not an athlete, but it was like show a little class. You know what I mean?
Class?
Throw yourself like that. Yeah, class.
Felt like it was shameless.
It was just kind of like, you know, you've been training for this the whole time and you're going to just throw yourself? I don't know.
You're not going to let it just die because you ran out of gas. You're going to give it all you got. Like what they say, leave it on the floor. She left it all on the floor.
It looked like she tripped.
Yeah, she had to get that last, she was gathering that foot to jump.
It looked to me like she tripped. In my personal, it looked like she tripped. Yeah.
Now she clearly.
That's what I thought about the whole thing.
She clearly ran out of gas and was like, "You know what? I'm gonna get one last shot."
She knew when to jump, though.
Yeah, she timed that shit right.
It'd have been whack if she jumped and still lost.
Hey, she timed it right. But then the surprising thing is in close races, most runners lean in. I guess, you know, in the 400, it takes so much out of you. Felix, she didn't lean in with it either.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, kind of contributed to her being able to dive past her.
Mm.
But, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's saying it was a weak move. You know, hey, she got the goal. She went home.
She always got to talk about how you get that goat. She got dough for
that. And she was the underdog. It wasn't like she was the one who was supposed to win the race. She was the underdog.
She won like an underdog.
You know what I'm saying? She ran her personal best speed. She was on a world record pace before she ran out of gas. And even with the dive and running out of gas, she ran her personal best. And Felix hadn't been beaten in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she gave it everything she had. She from Bahamas. She from a little bitty. You know what I'm saying? She was putting it on for her city, for her
dramatic
country.
Dramatic narrative now.
Yeah,
there it goes. She had to dive.
Now you say she had to dive, but hey, I don't blame her.
I wonder if she gets the same amount of love as the rest of the Olympians. Like, or amongst the runners, do they be like, oh yeah, she's the one that dove that year. And they give her that those kind
of asterisk.
Yeah, the asterisk props. A little like, man, she that was Felix's year, but she dove, you know, her thirsty ass.
Felix didn't win. Felix didn't win.
What you think about these Olympics? Ass. What you think about these Olympics, Vlad?
Hold on, I think that line is so funny.
Because that's going to be the type of sideways shit they're going to be talking about.
Oh, man, they clowning
them. I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I bet in the Bahamas she celebrated.
Yeah, she just need that Rihanna co-sign and then she on fire.
My man.
Riri.
You know, it's just one of those things where, because of the Olympics, I think how you win is also just as important.
Which is a how?
And the way she win. You know, you want to win in what's perceived as a dignified, you know, Olympian manner.
Motherfucker,
you know?
Want to win. If you can win dignified, yes, okay. But grace. Motherfucker really want to win.
When you throw yourself like that, it's almost as if, you know, it's like, you know.
Man, nobody don't be saying that shit about all them other sports and
like
shit.
What?
Like what? Like New England. They win cheating all of that damn time. They wouldn't say that shit about the Spurs when they won and had the AC off in the motherfucking finals.
You know, big ass.
You ever seen that shit when they turned
that.
The fucking, they was playing the heat and they fucking get to the stadium and there was no fucking AC in a fucking in a billion-dollar ass building. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know, say no shit about that. They left champions. Okay?
I can say it was the Nuggets. Miami Heat.
Fuck that shit. No NBA player is used to playing outside. Ooh. Not now one of them says fucking before AAU.
And they let it rock.
Yeah, they let it rock. The whole fucking game, no fucking AC. LeBron cramped up. They knew that shit.
That's
come
hilarious.
On, man. Nobody ain't saying nothing about them. They fucking go down as world-class champions. You know what I'm saying?
So you fucking with the dive.
I'm fucking with winning.
She took a dive.
It was. She did not break a rule. She did not break a law. Man, she fucking gave it all she got.
Gave it all she got. She threw it all on the floor.
She threw it all on the fucking floor.
Chris, what you think?
I have no problem with it. I think it's fine. And actually, I just looked up David Neville, who's an American.
Is that Aaron Neville's sister, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
He dove over in 2008 in Beijing, and he won bronze that way.
Oof.
But that's way worse, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was on a fucking podium.
With all types of fucking scraped up ass clavicle. With the bronze
had
ass.
Had the burn marks on his
and
chest.
A big ass ice packet under his bronze medal. Oh, shit. What
see,
you
but
think?
Listen,
go ahead, man.
And maybe I'm being, I don't know if I'm being, if my critique is proper here, but see, I don't mind it for the bronze. I don't mind it for the
ball. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
That don't make no
sense.
No,
that
makes no
that's
sense.
No stakes.
That makes no sense, though. Well, you going to let it go because you only got third place? You can't win like
nah,
that?
Nah. If you, but you know, you want to win gold though. In decisive fashion.
That's if you can.
That's if you can.
That's if you can.
That's if you can. Because that's the truth, though. Let's think about that shit. Gold be looking ugly. When they win, most of these people, you want it. When they cut the commercial, Nike going to take all of the anguish out your face. They're going to make it look graceful. But in the moment, that shit looks fucked up because you fighting against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You doing shit you ain't never knew you could do. You feeling things in your body as shit moving. When that shit is photographed, it look horrible. You might as well throw yourself through the shit to get this fucking medal.
Because that shit was ugly than a motherfucker.
Slide in your DMs.
You know, I'm sure it happens, but that was the ugliest finish I ever seen.
I know. Hussein wouldn't do that.
He had to.
One of them other motherfuckers should have.
It was ungraceful.
Dive in it.
All
right. I think when you race Usain, you just, you know, accept the defeat. Hey, you don't even try to dive. Or no, you just like, okay.
You're just happy to be there.
I'll be back next year.
You get a photo with the motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be back. I'm on the podium.
It's somebody that's got Usain on a motherfucking, like a target list. Your ass down.
My man who, if I'm not mistaken, the dude who came second place, the American dude who gave him a run, or might have beat him at one of the other games, you know what I'm saying, before
you're
leading up
about,
to the
talking about Justin Gatlin.
Yeah, yeah. So he had he been giving him a run.
Gatlin was the one that ran with the gold shoes last, or was that Michael Johnson way back?
Nah, that's fucking Usain got the gold shoe.
But before Usain, I think somebody, because Usain has, is it Hussein or
Usain?
It's Usain, right? It's like Usain or you not saying? Okay, Usain. Was it Usain got Pumas?
Cat
had he had the gold Nikes, and on a side note, they put out the Nike Spiritans, you know, those Olympic joints. They just put those back out in the world, and there was a chance I could have got them, and I was like, nah, I used some restraint, and as soon as I left, it was over, and I started looking them shits up on the eBay. Them shits is about 300, and I could have got them for the love. Oh, it was sick.
Which ones?
The Spiritons. You've seen them before. They are old school shit. I think they came out like in 97. Nike Spiritons. They pop, and I'll try to put them up on the Facebook page. I saw them, and I was like, I don't know. And then my man was like, yo, they got them in your size. And I was like, nah, I didn't spend too much money.
I think I told you, I bought the Olympic foams. Those
fucking
are nice.
Regret.
Foam posits?
Yeah, I bought the Olympic ones.
When do you ever get too old for foams?
I think you can. I feel too old when I wear by. Like, I only got one pair. It depends on how you pull. I mean, that's a real ass question. Yes, there's a point.
Such a youthful ass shoe.
Some shits is, but the thing that helps that keeps it around is the resilience of the shoe.
No doubt.
That foam posit shit, boy, it takes a beating. But
I never felt I could pull a foam off.
I got a foam. I got one pair for the love. So I put them on. But I was self conscious about them for a while. They comfortable as a motherfucker though. And they so
they are
resilient. They are. Durable as shit. Like
and they don't crease.
They indestructible. So that's, you know,
space boot.
Yeah. But so you got the Olympic joints?
Yeah, I love them, dude. I got them. You know, that's my, you know, that's one of my airport shoes.
Okay,
all right.
As we talked about, you know what I mean?
Fly propaganda foot.
Yeah, Damien and I said this on an earlier podcast, but it's important that for an entertainer, when you get caught on the commute, you know, you don't look disheveled.
There you go.
Yeah, good. Want to get a good shoe.
Yeah, good luck. They seeing them out there.
And yeah, I done started doing my old man dress up in the airport now.
What's the old man dress up with?
Put my blazer on and shit.
Oh, all right.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Distinguished.
Yeah, distinguished. Okay, don't stress me too hard over this name and this TSA shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Because old man can also go a good Velcro sneaker with a nasty sweatpants.
Nah.
That's when you just don't give a fuck no
nah,
more.
Nah. I'm going to pull it together. Like the old school, get on the plane, you get dressed up.
Yeah. Like you going somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
You're traveling.
Yeah, you're traveling.
Yeah.
You got your travel attire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried that the last couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to be a Jordan Foot airporter.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to see the difference.
Right. Well, you also contended with the Ali situation.
Too. No doubt.
I mean, you gotta
try different ways of making it work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, but when you come with the blazer and the spectacles, you know what I'm saying, you get that good benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. That's what we call this.
That is hilarious.
Exactly. To keep them calm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, wait.
Why did he got his name in here like this?
Exactly. He's such a pleasant young man.
And he got those nice children with him.
Something must be wrong.
Let me get this together right now.
That sounds like an amazing parody commercial.
Uh-huh.
where you going, are you tired of getting profiled at the airport?
Right.
If so, you need to wear Ali's preventative profile gear. Right.
The right. preventative uniform.
Mm-hmm. Damn shame. That's the last
bit. Damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
See a white guy pull up with motherfucking
with nothing. With a goddamn turban on.
Exactly.
Stroll through.
With a shirt that says, I'm the bomb. Come this way, sir. Come on through. You're fine. Any fucking
He's
way.
Pre-checked. Come on.
He's good. Oh, shit, man. I thought you had some feelings about the Olympics. Are you good on them, or you want to keep moving?
I just got to say, I think the internet has ruined it, man.
Well, okay, talk to us.
So basically, you were talking about earlier how you access the Olympics.
Yeah.
I use the NBC Olympic app.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it literally gives you notifications when certain events are on, and you could filter it by event and athlete.
Okay.
So I would put Michael Phelps, and then when Phelps was swimming, I get an alert.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's gotten to the point where you could literally watch the race post.
Okay.
So
watch
you know,
the race
the day,
post or post?
Post. So say Michael Phelps, already, he swam, right?
Right.
You could literally go to the app and watch the race.
In the moment?
No,
after,
even after.
After the fact.
Okay.
But why wouldn't you want to watch it in the moment?
Right.
I think because, you know, it's the Olympics are an investment. You know, you watch the Olympics, they give you the whole backstory.
Right.
You know, Phelps almost committed suicide. He had a drug issue. And then they talk about the other country. And then before you know it, you're watching the Shonda Rhimes one-hour series drama.
Yeah, they got to sell it. You haven't seen these people in four years.
It's a 24-hour cycle.
You know, I'm a grown man. I got to do laundry. I got to take clothes to the cleaners.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got errands to run. I got my mother. I ain't talked to her in 2 days.
So you like your Olympics with no narrative and no excitement.
You just want the recap.
I want to see the victory, and then I'll have a conversation about it with Chad. You know what I mean?
Okay. Whoa.
And I think the internet ruined that, because that's basically what it's become now.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because I know if I missed Simone Biles' competition.
Right.
All I gotta do is wake up early the next morning, have a cup of coffee, and I'll see the clips and everything without all the 2 hours of me sitting down on the couch.
So that's pretty much life. So you saying that the internet is fucked up? You don't really have to live life anymore because if you just wait a day, it'll all be online.
It'll all come to you.
It'll all be online. Yeah.
Well, I hear you, but you should still live life. You know, life is way better than the internet.
Being there.
The internet is popping, but life is still...
Life is real.
It's the moment. You in it. You like, damn, yo, we living right now.
You got to be present, man.
When the last time you felt like, yo, I'm fucking living right now?
The last time I did that?
Yeah.
Shit. Let me give it some thought.
Real talk.
Really?
Let me give it some thought. Right. I mean, you know, Ali, you got to answer to that before I jump in here?
Oh, I was living this morning.
Oh, shit. Yes! Now I gotta say I was living this afternoon. I'm living right now. There's moments when I would say even yesterday, the last couple of days, had friends in town kicking it. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Sent. Shout out to my man Mingle. Mm. To my man Steve. You know, just kicking it with my people and chopping it up and being in that moment and conspiring and, you know, and just at any point right now, literally right now, chopping it up with y'all, bugging out. You know, like. We
doing something, man. You know what I'm saying? People listening to this shit, man, this is living. This is real life.
Yeah.
Even though they are here later, but you know what I'm saying? When they post that shit on the snap, they be in their real ass life listening to this shit. You know
they there.
Saying?
They there. Because it's, you know, I know what you're saying. You could watch the world go by. You could watch people live life on television and through the internet, but... And it's easy because especially if you're chilling on the couch and you just feel like relaxing because living been so damn exhausting. Mm-hmm. It still don't beat real life, though. Real life is the shit.
Yeah.
To me.
Maybe you're old school.
Who, me?
Yeah, you old.
I like real life. I might be played out in 20 years. This nigga like living in the moment.
Living in the moment. This Pokemon shit right now.
Virtual ass.
Oh, there's a Pokey over there.
When the last time you felt like you was living, Vlad?
You know, I think when I think about that question, when I was living,
yeah.
You know, I hear what you guys are saying in terms of always being present.
Right.
But I think living, you know, the conversation also has to have moments where you step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
where you deliberately, you have a self-awareness about yourself, you know what your limitations are, and you make a decision to surpass them.
Right.
So, and it could be as small as, you know, like when I bought my Concords.
Yeah.
But it was a moment where I said, you know what, I could afford these.
Right.
I'm not going to give in to the fact that I think I'm going to go broke after buying these.
Right.
And I went past my limitation at that fact. I bought them, and I feel good about them.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So, to me, that's what I consider, in addition to what you guys are saying,
right,
just those moments where you deliberately have a self-awareness of your limitations and you try to surpass them.
Where you stand outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, and you come out the other side. Like, you know what, this time I'm going to really make it a point to be confident in this particular moment. I'm going to sell myself in this moment, even though my subconscious is telling me not to.
Right.
No doubt.
I'm going to go talk to that girl. I'm going to go pitch myself in this meeting the best way I can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you know, I was in Montreal with Damon. You were there with me.
I was.
I had on a pair of salmon colored pants.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You was so living.
Were you living?
I was living because I was in the hotel room going, dude, I would never wear salmon colored pants a year ago. Never.
So how'd it feel to have on salmon colored pants?
It felt great, man. I felt like I had on salmon colored pants, had a little green tie, had a blue shirt on with a blue jacket.
Why you have to leave America to put on salmon colored pants? Can you wear salmon colored pants in America now?
I had on a pair of blue pants in America last week.
Well, what about the salmon color?
So I had a pair of blue pants with a pink colored shirt on, looking fly.
All right then. So you living?
I would never wear colors like that a year ago.
Yeah, so you living now. It felt good though.
That's what,
man,
I mean. I was living, man.
So now imagine, you can never get that same feeling if you clicked on a JPEG of fucking Vlad in Montreal with some salmon colored pants on, like you didn't live it. You know what I mean? Like you're looking, oh shit, look at this nigga Vlad that has some salmon colored pants on. You don't know what that feel like. You only know that shit was when you did it. You understand? So it's kind of like there's something better than in the moment. You know right. what I mean? That moment is a moment. And those moments, even when you don't realize they a moment until after the fact, till you get reflective or whatever, mm-hmm. it was the fact that in that moment, it was there. It was everything mattered. Everything next is you know, it means something. It means something. You got to have your wits about you. You got to figure out, what am I going to do right now? It's something cool to that.
And I got to tell you this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, before, in previous years, you know, when something bad happens, you know what I'm saying, you in a fucked up situation, you could easily feel like you're not living, you know what I'm saying? And you feel like that moment has ruined whatever living you was doing. And over time, you know what I'm saying, I'm starting to learn that even in when something's going fucked up, the living part is fixing that shit and getting up out of it, or making it right, or, you know what I'm saying, steering it back in the right direction and taking, like you said, as the moments and understanding that even the fucked up shit is just a moment.
Right.
And you could leave it right there
right.
and switch it on a dime and go to another moment. But a lot of times we let that moment extend itself out into it's a day and then it's a week.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, I had a fucked up month.
And for fear of that feeling, you don't engage for a while.
So then you end up not living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? By your own self-perpetuating moments.
Watching.
You know what I'm saying? Watching or hiding or running or, you know what I'm saying, not answering the phone and not looking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, even when the shit is fucked up, man, you can make that life living. You can make that living shit exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're going to miss that day when you're dead. You're going to be like, damn, I fucked that day up. I could have been out there living had I known I was going to die. You know what I mean? Hilarious. That motherfucker gave me the heads up.
Because after you extend yourself past that moment, you know what I'm saying, and get back to a good place, you realize, you look back, man, that moment wasn't shit.
It wasn't nothing but a moment.
That shit wasn't nothing. I could have easily just said, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's easy. Once you figure that shit out, it's easier to just be in a living space. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Even I'm out here. I said I was living this morning. I wasn't doing shit but ushering three kids through the airport, through security and all that shit. But this particular time I handled that shit, like, you know what I'm saying, with military precision. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody was on deck. Everybody had their motherfucking buckets together to go through the x-ray.
Right.
Everybody had their tickets. We got through that shit, got breakfast, and was done. We was good.
Like a team.
Like a team. That's like, you know what I'm saying? It's usually a calamity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Traveling through that motherfucker with three kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was just me. My wife wasn't there. Just me and the kids.
You made it happen.
Man, that shit felt great.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So that shit felt like living. Like, shit, you solved the problem.
Speaking of moments, Malia Obama got caught smoking weed.
Out there living.
Living at the moment. Caught hitting the cess.
Hitting that presidential.
At the Lollapalooza. Did y'all see this? Did y'all see
the
video?
Yeah. We seen her.
You see the picture or the video?
I seen the picture.
Okay.
I saw the video. She was doing what they call the twerk, but yeah, that was, you know, like a sliver.
Yeah, it looked bugged out.
The electric worm.
Yeah, some type of weird shit. Well, did you see any of this, Vlad?
Yeah, I saw the picture. Now, my first question is, can we just correct me? How old is Malia?
I thought, what, 16?
No, she graduating this year.
She's 18.
Yeah. She's 18 already?
Yeah, she's going to college.
She's 18, all right. I don't want to spend a minute.
Yeah, so
she was born on July 4th, actually. Now that I'm looking at it, that's nice.
Wow, oh, wow. So she's always been independent.
She's smoking a presidential, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Independent, yeah, date.
You can't tell me.
Come on, man. What you going to tell her?
Dude, how you feel about this, Vlad?
I feel great, man, because there's nothing better to me than watching someone at her level, you know, in terms of the level of exposure she's at.
Right.
Just being a human being.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's power in that, man. Like, okay, she's a human being.
Right. I hear that.
You know, her father smoked. Like, I mean, let's keep it 100, man. You know, weed is legal in states now.
There you go. Shit.
You know, okay. I think she should take the hit now at this age.
Okay. The weed.
Take
hit?
those little hits of tabloid journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get that out your system. So when she's 25, it's like, I've been there, I've done that, I'm good.
Just don't take the hit like the Bush twins.
Oh God!
What did they? They just really was drinking a lot,
they
right?
Was partying and drinking.
They was driving and drinking, or no?
They just out wilding.
They just wild. You
know what I'm saying? Wilding. Jeb Bush's daughter was on the crack.
Was she on the crack?
On the Crisac.
Rumored or for real?
On the Crisac in Tallahassee with the brothers as the dealers.
Ah, damn it!
On the Crisac.
How'd you feel about the Malia situation?
Well, you know, I just felt like that, she's probably been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Having good access to the good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just felt like her friend zone was so a little that. A little randomness of her friends look a little random.
Mm-hmm. She travels the world.
No doubt. She travels the world. It didn't look like a presidential set of friends.
It didn't or it did?
No, it didn't.
It did not. It looked like a motley crew.
Like a motley crew.
Okay.
Where you get them?
Yeah. Who, that's your squad?
That's probably her friends from Chicago that she grew up with before she went to D.C. Because they was in Chicago.
Yeah. So, oh, that's where they was.
That's what Lollapalooza was, Chicago.
So maybe it was a whole...
An old squad.
Well, maybe it was an old squad, like... You don't even smoke weed, huh? And they think it was some peer pressure, like, oh, you think you too good? You don't want to smoke weed with us in Chicago? All of this killing out here, hit this joint. You ain't think that was what it was, or what you? How'd you feel?
She was
you
way. Feel? She had that little her little posture, like how she held it. It was a little, like, way too comfortable. Then
she smoked for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was she had the French hold.
So you felt good. You were cool with it.
Man, if it was my daughter, I might have been like, what the fuck?
I was
close. You out there with this bullshit. You know they looking at us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You got to represent a whole lot better than that. God damn it.
I felt the same way. I kind of felt. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go in because she's a young girl. You know what I mean? But I kind of. And this is the thing. The Obamas, Michelle and Barack, like, they have lived in a way that is so damn near superhuman in the way that they can live amongst all of the ridicule and the scrutiny and still move about with dignity and you, like, with really no true blemishes.
Right.
So it was kind of like, I got caught slipping a little bit. I know it was a tight talk. No, I know it was a tight talk.
And she done had a couple of tight talks this last year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because she's right ready to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, it's like, okay, she's it's winding down. I'm growing up. I'm grown.
I'm 18 years
old.
Y'all
had me in a box.
I was born on the 4th of July.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but I was like, damn. But it was, you know, it's a regular ass thing. You know, it's I had to see the video because when I saw the photo, it was a different context. When you see the photo, it looked like her homegirl kind of set her up. Mm. Like how the photo looked, it looked like Shorty laughing, like, aha, got him.
Old school friends.
Yeah, exactly. I caught her slipping. But when you watch the video, I only see the video in a mute, but the video is they turned up and the girl is like just having a good time and. Malia hit that joint super fast. Like, like when I seen it in video, I was like, okay.
She was sneaky.
She wasn't really, she deserved, they got her. They really worked hard to get her because she hit that shit like, this wasn't the first time she hit the joint, first of all. She was like, hit the shit real cool. It was like a slam dunk contest where you need to rewind it to see exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So when you saw that, you realized this girl was just actually, looked like she was just having a good time. She wasn't like, oh, we got her. You know what I mean? It just happened at the same time.
But whoever was across the way that got the twerk version of the
was
video,
that all the same day?
I guess so. That was all at the same concert. You know what I'm saying? So somebody across the way, people already had
she was on scrutiny.
She was already.
So she should have known better. But damn.
Yeah, they like, where was the Secret Service?
Yeah.
She probably like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You ain't the boss of me. Hello. You ain't my damn daddy.
Man, my father gave me this sack. Imagine that. This Obama Kush. Ah, shit. I say this, man. You know what I've been watching? Watching a lot of good TV. Now everybody's talking about Power, and you haven't seen it yet, so we can't.
The internet already spoiled the whole shit. I know most of what happened.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? I need to catch the last two episodes of Power. I haven't started the. What's the other shit?
Survivors of Remorse?
Stranger Things. So I was supposed to catch up on that.
Yeah, I tried to get into that. I kind of tapped out. I got to try it again. I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of that familiar energy. I suppose it's very much about like, you know, it's got that Close Encounters, E.T. type of feel to it, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't develop fast enough for me. Just like also, and I'm going to try to stick with this too, but it's... It's some diesel-ass content. The Get Down.
Oh, yeah. So I got to get on that, too.
Yeah, that first episode is 93 minutes. You know, it's a lot.
You got to break it open.
Yeah. You know, it's good.
They've been working hard on that shit.
It's good. It's just a commitment. It's a lot of, I've been fucking with Survivor's Remorse real heavy.
No doubt.
That's my shit.
See, I was out on the road, man. I had a lot of choppy internet, you know what I'm saying? So it was real tough on, you know what I'm saying, any type of video action. So I'm behind, but I got to get up on that Survivor's Remorse. I think I saw the first episode, and then I got caught up in a Starz app feedback loop and ended up in season, you know what I'm saying, a whole nother season that I hadn't seen. So I'm thinking I'm watching a new season. I'm like, hold up. Mike Epps is still alive in this bitch. What the fuck?
You
thought it was a flashback.
Got thrown back Quantum Leap. Now the last episode was real good. I wish y'all watched it because I would love to chop.
I'm saying, what do you like about the show?
I like the acting. I like the writing. I mean, I like the characters. It's well casted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody kind of holds their own. Everybody's doing their thing. But in this past episode, and you know, I'm terrible with the names. I forget. I think his
just
name
what
is
what's
Reggie.
His character?
I think it's Reggie. I think, you know, Cam's manager.
Okay, yeah. Break it down.
Ron Rico. Yeah. I think it's the name. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's spelled Ron Rico. Ron Rico. I think that's his name.
The manager.
The manager. And Tiana Paris, his wife.
You know what I'm saying.
So there was. I don't want to give the whole shit away, but what I liked was there was some shit that they had all worked together. And she kind of pulled rank in a way to where. She felt strongly about an issue and was like, this is what we're going to do. We need to do this. Not if we're going to do this, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of circumvented even Cam. Like, this needs to be done. And there was a fallout from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So at the end, there's an argument between her and Reggie, her husband. And it was like a real ass argument. Like, where they both whoever wrote for her, whoever wrote for him, they wasn't pulling no punches. Mm-hmm. They were like fully representing how these arguments come across. Mm-hmm. Like it was unflinching, but it was good. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh shit. Like they wrote a good ass argument. You know what I mean? Just to see that type of shit, like the nuance to it, like you don't see a whole lot of I won't say you don't see, because you have been seeing a good amount of black people on TV, but it still sometimes surprises me when they can handle things with nuance, or they can handle mm-hmm. things with dope attention to detail. They could target they could tackle things that are like, oh wow, I didn't think I was gonna see this type of thing on television. This is real. This is right. official, and do it in a way where it's like it serves the material in a way where it's like it's respectable.
Nice.
You know, some dignity to it. So I thought that was really dope. They're killing shit over there. So shout out to them. I've been watching that.
Shout out to Diane Ashford, one of the producers on it, associate producers on it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She from back in the day worked with us on Rainforest.
Okay.
Always holding shit down and always doing more than what they pay her to do.
That's bad.
Yeah, so she doing a thing on that. Y'all go follow her. She be giving a lot of film and TV advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So she do a course down in Atlanta. She actually did a couple in LA too. So yeah, follow Diane Ashford.
That's what's up.
Oh, winning ass LeBron. Shit.
Got it over there.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, he's still playing and they putting out quality shit.
That's what's up. Shout out to Sakina. I forget Sakina's last name, but we went to college together. She does wardrobe on that show. So I always see her name.
She was Rainforest too.
Yeah.
Rainforest crew.
That's a good look. You know. Shit. But beyond that, man, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Man, that's about it, man. It's about maybe you transforming.
Feels about right.
Roll out.
Transforming, roll out. Shit. Vlad got lost to the universe. It was a Broom Closet Studios production. Casualty. But, you know, shit.
They got that Richard Pryor shit.
He'll be in the world. I wish he was here to tell you where he going to be, but follow him, Laughing Vlad. I'm sure he's going to let you know where he's at. But, Ali, where you going to be at?
Man, I'm trying to figure out. I'm just back in New York this morning, so shit, I got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
All this back shit I need to take care of, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the city, shit, until September.
So I can dig it.
Then we're going to hit this road again. But right now, I'm going to be here putting it down. New Thorough shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So follow us at Thorough TV on the Snap. And on the Instagram is thorough.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And on shit.
There it is.
Richard Pryor shit.
Shit. I hear that. Well, shit, I'm about to start taping Comedy KO this first season. So we about to go into production today. So I'm be all in on that. And then September 8th through the 10th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. So go get tickets to that now. Also, September 30th and October 1st, I'll be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. So get your tickets for that too. And shit, next week, I'll be right here on this mic. So as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out!
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find